The gift of love, the gift of life. That's the slogan for the Lions Cord Blood Foundation. Hello there, I'm Michael Lynch. As most people would know, a baby's umbilical cord is discarded soon after birth. However, for many young children suffering from leukemia and other blood disorders, blood contained in stored cords has provided them with a second chance at life. Through the Bone Marrow Donor Institute, which stores blood samples derived from umbilical cords, the cord blood, which is rich in stem cells, can be used instead of bone marrow for transplantation. Now, thanks to the willingness of Australian mothers to donate their baby's cord and placenta, these valuable cord blood units are collected and undergo stringent testing. In the next step of the procedure, they're frozen and held at a temperature of minus 150 degrees centigrade in cryogenic tanks filled with liquid nitrogen, and they can then be made available to suitable needy recipients. The benefits of this process are many. The supply of cord blood is virtually unlimited. The immediate availability in the cord blood bank will dramatically shorten the search time. The stem cells in cord blood are of high quality and very potent in producing white blood cells. Cord blood transplants appear to cause less serious immunological side effects. And the matching between donor and recipient is less critical. This means the chance of finding suitable cord blood for transplantation is much greater than for bone marrow. While not all stories have happy endings, one of many that does concerns twin boys Connor and Jared. Connor had developed a temperature and had become listless, and after 12 hours of blood tests and 20 days of waiting, the diagnosis was juvenile myelomonocytic leukemia. Although his brother Jared appeared healthy, he was tested and was found to be positive to the disease. This meant if their lives would be saved, both boys required stem cell transplants. One at a time, they underwent a grueling course of chemotherapy, after which they were prepared for their stem cell transplants using cord blood. The road to recovery was long, but today, 7 years later, the boys are both healthy and in remission. But cord blood banking is an expensive procedure, and that's why in 1996, the late Laurie Denton became one of the main players behind the establishment of the Lions Cord Blood Foundation. Over the 20 years it's been in existence, the LCBF has raised in excess of $1.7 million through a variety of fundraising projects, such as its highly successful and very popular grocery grab. Foundation Chairman Ron Tregear of the Lions Club of Donvale says the grocery grabs are run by Lions Clubs right across Australia in conjunction with their local supermarkets.
There's 1,360 clubs in Australia. And we send out letters to them all, and one-fifth might send money to us, and that's enough to keep us going.
However, the cost of private cord blood banking and storage is rising exponentially, and Ron Tregear says the need for increased funding was never greater than it is now. The Lions Cord Blood Foundation works in partnership with the Fight Cancer Foundation, Melbourne's Royal Children's Hospital, the Murdoch Children's Institute, and the Sydney Cord Blood Bank. By making a donation to this very important cause, you're supporting the fight against leukemia and other blood disorders. For more information, please go to lionsclub.org.au/LCBF. That address again is lionsclub.org.au/LCBF. I'm Michael Lynch, and this podcast is a presentation of Tobin Brothers Funerals, Celebrating Lives.